I'm talking episode 5 for May 20th, 2018. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on topics that have piqued my interest this past week. This week, I'm going to be talking about marriage, and you'll figure out why as the episode continues. I want to start my discussion on marriage with a few Bible verses that I found on the topic. These will be my paraphrases of the verses, so the words that you would read in a Bible might be a little different, but the thought and the idea should be the same. From Genesis 2:24, it says, "A man leaves father and mother and is united with his wife." To me, this verse indicates a starting of a unique family unit where you are not living under your parents anymore, but you are joining with your wife to become your own family unit. And I think that's very important for a successful marriage. The second verse is from Mark 10, verse 9, says, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." This just goes to the core of what I believe marriage is, sanctified by God, not something to be taken lightly, and must be held in high esteem for a marriage to be successful. The third verse I want to look at is Hebrews 13:4, where it says marriage should be honored by all. And that just means that everyone needs to honor a marriage, whether it's the couple that are in the marriage, the family that are surrounding the marriage, friends, all of these people need to hold that marriage with honor and help this couple develop and create a relationship that is sustaining and long-lasting. You may wonder why I've been thinking about marriage this week and a topic for my microcast, so I will keep you in suspense no longer. Today is my 29th anniversary, and I just was thinking back about how long my wife and I have been together and what it's taken for us to have a successful marriage. Our marriage is by no means perfect, but I believe it is solid. And with God's help and our reliance on Him, I believe it will remain so through the remainder of our lifetime. I want to share a story from the very beginning of our marriage that demonstrates my wife's commitment to the relationship. It was actually on our wedding day, as we were celebrating with friends and family, a full church of people who knew us well and were there to celebrate with us. At the end of the ceremony, after the receiving line and just before cutting the cake, I got very, very ill and was in the bathroom for extended periods of time. I was able to pull it together and do the cutting of the cake and the speeches and those things that went right after the marriage ceremony. But then I came to my wife not too long after and said, "I've got to go. I just don't feel good." My wife had to drive the stick shift car with her wedding dress and take me to her parents' home, where I spent the remainder of the day in the bathroom throwing up and feeling miserable. I missed the opening of gifts. I missed the celebration with friends and family. And yet my wife maintained her composure and took all of our guests through that process with grace and has not held that over my head to this day. I just believe that indicates the commitment she has to the vows that we took that day. To make matters worse, on our first anniversary, where my wife had a big plan for a trip and time together for a weekend, I got very sick again and spent a good deal of time in the hotel room throwing up and feeling miserable as well. My wife was starting to wonder if this was going to be a regular part of our anniversary celebrations over the years. I'm happy to say that that has not been a regular occurrence. And as far as I know, just those first two times, our wedding day and our first anniversary, maybe two of the most important days to start off a marriage, were a little bit overshadowed by my physical illnesses. But my wife managed to take us through and continue to grow our relationship through the years without having any worries about how we started. I'd like to share a few more thoughts on what I think makes a successful marriage. While my wife and I have enjoyed our time together these past 29 years, there have been times where I have done something or she has done something that requires forgiveness for the relationship and the commitment to the relationship to continue. And those are just things that must happen for a successful relationship. Forgiveness is a big part of that. The other big part of that is just love and being there for each other and caring for one another and taking time to be with one another. There are often times where you want to be by yourself or the busyness of home life can get in the way. But when you take a moment and step back and remember your original commitment to your wife or to your husband, then you can stand on a solid foundation that God has provided a place for you and a place that you need to be and to be fully committed to. I think one of the biggest stumbling blocks in a successful marriage is based on feelings. We get our feelings hurt, or we just don't feel the way that we did before. Oftentimes people talk about, I just don't love my wife anymore. I just don't have that loving feeling, as the song says. And I think that's where we get tripped up, because loving and caring and having a successful marriage is not based on feelings, but based on commitment. I remember my mother telling me that every day she would wake up and ask God to help her love my dad. I always found that to be an interesting statement because it seemed like they had a very solid marriage. But my mom recognized that to have that continued relationship and to have that successful marriage, it required commitment. And that commitment requires faith in the other person and faith in yourself to hold to something that is more important than each of you individually. And in my life and in the life of my parents, it also required a foundation of God and having Him be the center of that relationship as well. And I think that continues today. The one thing that people often get tripped up about when they look at God's relationship in a marriage is that of the role of the wife and the husband. Our pastor covered that this past week in church, talking from Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 33. And the verse in there that gets to many is talking about wives submitting to your husbands. And that just gets to be a burden and a word that people trip all over. I like what our pastor told us on Sunday as he was covering these verses. He said, wives must be willing to live for your husbands. And that means putting them first and putting yourself second, a very difficult thing to do. And then he said to husbands, you must be willing to die for your wife. And that's a relationship that takes commitment. And that's an idea that takes God. And I think that if we hold to those things, wives willing to be alive and live for their husbands and husbands willing to step up and die for their wives, then you can create a successful marriage based on God's love. Last week, you got to hear about what a wonderful mom my wife is and is still to this day. So you can imagine how great a wife she has been prior to that. She has been supportive through multiple jobs, through loss of jobs, through heartaches and loss of family members. She has always been there and willing to stand beside me so that we can continue to move forward in our life together. There have been times of sorrow, times of joy, times of heartache, and times of laughter. And we remember them all because that develops and portrays the marriage that we have today. 29 years later, I can still say that my wife is the love of my life. And I thank her dearly for standing by my side for these years and showing me the love and support that she has demonstrated unconditionally. I look forward to spending many more years with my wife, however many years that God has granted us. And I say with the writers of Ecclesiastes, I will be blessed and rejoice in the wife of my youth. Happy anniversary, sweetheart. Thank you for an incredible 29 years. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.